Do you still stand by Arlene Foster's opposition to an Irish Language Act?
Well, you know, Arlene has said that, you know, we
would never happen under her watch, is what she said.
You know, Arlene has been engaged in, and as you know, a programme of outreach with people from the Irish language sector, people who genuinely love the Irish language and use it in various ways of life. And the message that she has been getting back from that community has many times been very different from the message that has been coming back from Sinn Féin to us during the talks. And that's why it was important, I think, that Arlene engaged in that outreach programme, so that she could hear from those who are actually using the Irish language.
She said an Irish Language Act would never happen under her watch, and that was a public statement that she made to people contemplating voting for her. If she has U-turned on that, maybe it's for the greater good, maybe it's not. Has she U-turned on that?
Well, as you've heard her, I'm sure, in recent times saying that she, even after having done that engagement, she is still not convinced of the need for a standalone Irish Language Act. And she has repeated, and I'll repeat again myself, that what we want to see is the issue of culture and identity. There isn't just one culture or identity or language in Northern Ireland. There are many. And what we want to see is these issues dealt with properly in the round, not in isolation.
Is it still a red line for the DUP? Is it still DUP policy that there will never be an Irish Language Act under Arlene Foster's watch? Well, please say yes or no to that very simple question.
No, well, if only these questions were simple, then, you know,
it was a simple statement from the then First Minister.
They are not, she said. You know, you know that all of these sorts of questions are, but let me say this. We have not, this is a simple answer in respect of red lines. We have not drawn any red lines in respect of going back.
Has she softened her view?
You know, look, Arlene has said that she has seen, you know, let's not misconstrue. She has gone out and engaged with people from the Irish language.
And as a result, has she changed her mind on never?
I think that is something that we should welcome. I think it is something that has been welcomed, particularly by the sector itself. She has said, again, that it is, she sees no reason, she's not yet convinced of the need for a standalone Irish language.
Not yet convinced is completely different from someone saying never.
Like that's what Arlene has said. She has said she's not convinced of the need for a standalone Irish Language Act, and I agree with her on that. And what we want to see, and what she has said, and what we will continue to seek, is that these issues of culture and identity, very important issues of culture and identity in Northern Ireland, are addressed in the round and not in isolation with one being put up on a pedestal.
Maybe she shouldn't have given that ultimatum then.
Well, you know, I think Arlene has made her position on this perfectly clear.
She has, and you won't now clarify it.
She is continuing to engage, and I'm sure she will after the election, continue to engage with people from the Irish language sector and indeed other cultural sectors as well.
If Sinn Féin continue to insist Arlene Foster can't be First Minister while the RHI public inquiry is running, will there be no deal?
You know, look, let me again go back to what Arlene herself has said on this issue. She has said, and I agree with her entirely on this, you know, the DUP gets to choose who its leader is. The DUP gets to choose who its nominee for First Minister is. And more importantly than anything that the DUP decides to do, the people of Northern Ireland in the Assembly election back in March, 225,000 people in Northern Ireland backed the DUP and backed Arlene Foster. You know, so look, I want to see Arlene back as First Minister, because Arlene is an incredibly capable person. She is passionate about Northern Ireland. She wants to see Northern Ireland moving forward. She wants to see Northern Ireland moving forward together. And I believe that Northern Ireland would be best served by Arlene Foster being back as First Minister.
If Sinn Féin keep pushing as they currently stand at the moment, that they will not do a deal with you if Arlene Foster is your nomination for OFM-DFM, will there be a deal? Is there a possibility of a deal?
Well, I think it is arrogant in the extreme for Sinn Féin to seek to dictate to the DUP as to who its nominee should be. We could have, at different stages in the past and perhaps in the future, object for a whole host of reasons.
But you're holding out the possibility
to their nominees for ministerial.
Well, look, because you're not saying no.
Well, look, what we want to see.
What happened to politicians? Just for goodness sake, answer a question.
What we want to see, what we absolutely want to see, and it is a message that has, alongside people saying to me on the doors that they want to come out on Thursday and vote for a strong team in the DUP to stand up for Northern Ireland's place within the United Kingdom. The other issue that has come up repeatedly is people wanting to see Stormont back up and running again. And we want to see that coming up. I mean, we are not sitting here drawing any red lines, setting any preconditions. We want to go back into government tomorrow. And let me tell you,
Swarlene might not be First Minister. She might step aside.
We want to go back into government. We will go in tomorrow or the day after or whenever Sinn Féin are prepared to do it. Because now, there are issues that need to be dealt with, we accept that, but those issues are not more important than health or education or bringing jobs or investment into Northern Ireland.
Okay.
We can deal with issues around culture and identity and language in the context of an executive being set up. They are not and they should not be issues that predominate over health, education and bringing jobs and investment to this country.